Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a problem.
Tiak, are you ready? I've got my cards.
We haven't solved any of the other ones.
I don't know if I told you guys. Just look at the clock. You know what it's time for. It's bidet a day. It's the logger update.
Yes, go.
If you've missed out, I installed a bidet. Did I mention the part that it leaked a lot first?
I don't think you said that on the air.
I was in a hurry and I didn't tighten the bottom thing enough. The one going into the water supply. Yeah.
I did a similar thing when I installed mine. They have the little rubber gasket things and I'm like, who needs?
Oh, you didn't put them in?
Yeah, I was like, who needs those?
Everyone needs those.
Screw them real tight.
You need them.
You need all of them.
Oh my God. Because
mine were like bread tied onto the pipe.
Yes.
They just had the little squeezy.
And like one fell off and I'm like, I'll just get rid of all of them. I'll make it uniform. And then, you need them.
Metal doesn't hold water. Rubber does.
Yeah, I thought you could just do it tight. Okay. I was wrong. I'm glad you used them.
So I had that disaster. Then I was afraid, it was just intimidating because I'd hit myself in the shirt with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits pretty hard and it's kind of cold. So then I decided today's not the day. So then I went to bed that night after watching the Avicii documentary and I was crying and I got up and I didn't have one in the chamber, but I shot it and I was like, this is life changing. I can't wait.
Someone texted in saying that Costco has bidets. So.
Ooh.
There's no, ooh. I'm going to tell you this. I thank you for whoever texted. They won't have mine. They won't have one for me because they're just going to be white. Because Costco there's no way they can have a biscuit one in Costco. They just don't. But if they did, if you work at a Costco and you have a biscuit bidet, tell me what Costco you're at and I'll stop the show right now. It will be dead air until
I'll
get back with
you,
my...
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to bidet up. I'll install one in here at the radio station.
Ooh, that's... Yeah, I've thought about traveling with one, like in my bag, bringing it. Because they're not that hard
to hook
up. That's
a million-dollar idea. Why don't they make like a...
They do. It's like the same thing that women use after giving birth.
It's just like a water bottle.
No, but
like
I want the pressure. I want to be able to tap into the... To the Airbnb's water line and just... Well, having said all that, listen, I started a whole new diet regimen and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing the dose, which by the way, you're welcome to both. I know you're getting it, Tiak. Anything I say right now, you'll have in your feed a little bit later.
Oh, yeah.
Tiak got Colin Broom in his social feeds.
All the time. Yep.
Yep.
They're like, you seem like the poster child for whatever we're doing here. I'll try it.
Berberine or something. Some supplement called Berberine. D3, K2. So I'm taking all these supplements. And the Colin Broom's supposed to hence the name, supposed to broom.
Mm-hmm. Like a chimney sweep kind of thing.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for understanding what it is.
Yeah. I get the ads.
Okay. I haven't.
Still?
Yeah.
What? I knew you were full of it. Good morning, everybody.
This is not to say I haven't moved, had movement, but if I'm in the room, I've only put it in one room. If I'm in that room, it's a turtle, like pulling back into its shell. It's just, it won't do it. I can't, like,
what? Why?
Thus far, I have not been able to christen. I've got a bottle of champagne I'm ready to break. A little tiny bottle of, like, La Marca Prosecco that I'm going to break on the toilet the first time.
You've used other toilets in your house?
I like go, because if you've listened to the show, these guys know it. I don't sit on a toilet. Like I do obviously when I do that, but I'm not the person who goes and like, I might have to go number two in 3 hours. I'll go sit in there until that occasion happens. I time the contractions. I wait till my gravy breaks and then I head in.
You treat it kind of like a ski lift.
Yes.
Where you're kind of, where it's like, it's still moving. We're just,
let's go. Mm-hmm. If I'm in the bathroom longer than 2 minutes, you should say, like, send somebody.
So that needs to change.
So I've sat there. I did. I've sat there and I'm like, today's my day. I'm going to rock this bad boy. And just, I didn't want to sit here and describe me, but I'm not going to push.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I found out today? Speaking of pushing, do you know that you have hemorrhoids?
What?
Do you know that you have hemorrhoids?
No.
Aaron, did you know?
Do you just like constantly have them?
Everyone has hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids is the tissue.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But people just call it hemorrhoids when they get big and you can feel them.
Interesting.
It's just inflamed hemorrhoids are the problem. Anyway, you can do that if you sit there and push, apparently.
Okay. So see, the bidet's making you smarter already.
It's not. I did read that while I was sitting there. Here's my problem. I was downstairs doing other things, and it was like, oop, contractions were far too close together to get all the way back upstairs.
Oh, no.
Come on.
So I old-fashioned it, man.
No, you didn't. You could use one.
No, I'm not gonna duck walk upstairs.
No, that's why you need to put one in every bathroom.
I'm not doing it until I know that it's amazing.
No, you.
No, I'm not. You don't go buy eight of something. I don't have eight bathrooms.
And what about the butler's bathroom? How he's got one.
No, I'm not doing it until I love it.
No, because then that's also gonna get rid of like the fear.
You think I'm just scared? You think it's psychological right now?
Yeah. I do, yeah. You're putting a lot of pressure on it. And that's no pun intended, but you are. You're
giving yourself a hemorrhoid.
We all have them already! All right, so I kind of promise, I don't know how long the Bidet a Day blog is going to go.
We need a real one. We need a real
blog entry.
But so what if tonight or tomorrow morning is the thing? Do you want me to should we just do a quick break and I just go, yeah. And like, or do you want me to describe every moment? Like,
I've been trying to convince everyone in my life to get on the bidet. So I want to hear more of the details. I don't know that the listeners do, but what is the fear? You did it once, just a clean run, just a test run, and it was great. So what is the, worried about?
It's not like it's shooting up while you're going.
No. Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. I learned that. I also messed that up.
I thought you had it on while you're doing it to just like, you know, like, they're spraying down the ramp that the boat goes in when they launch a ship. And then it goes into the water and goes, that old thing. No. And then you hit it with a champagne bottle.
No.
What am I hitting with this? Okay. My thing is this. I think you're right. And I think it's psychological because I don't ever think about going number two. It just happens. Like like I said, I'm just like, whoa, okay. I guess it's time. And now I have done nothing but think about this first magical voyage.
I see.
And so
too much pressure.
I've scared myself into being constipated. I have 17 or 18 doses of colon broom sitting on top of a landmine.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.